Well, another hour to go with pharmacist Ben Fuchs and your phone calls, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. And, of course, the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Let's go right to the phones. You ready, Ben?
I'm ready, George.
Let's start by going to Chris in Merced, California. Welcome to the show. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Ben. Hi, George.
Hi.
I don't have my gallbladder, and sometimes I suffer from mild colitis-type symptoms. But whenever I use my Vitamix blender to make raw vegetables and vegetables with fruit together, with chia seeds, especially kale and apples together, and a little bit of protein like some nuts, my colitis symptoms seem to disappear, and I seem to feel so much better. And I was wondering, like, do you have any idea why that is? And is there any supplement so that when I can't use my blender to eat my raw vegetables,
there's a
supplement I can take on the side?
Absolutely. You're getting enzymes. You're getting wonderful enzymes.
Lots of them, too.
Yeah. The kale's amazing. Kale is. I bet you don't like kale, though, right, George?
How'd you know that?
I could tell. Yeah, kale's amazing.
Not a kale kind of guy.
Massage your kale. You'll like it better. You release the sugars when you break it up. But you're getting enzymes. But if your point is very well taken in the sense that I think 500,000 gallbladders are taken out of people's ears.
Lots of them. Lots of them. I've known like six people that have had that done.
You know what the number one cause of gallbladder problems is?
No.
Digestive issues, food allergies, food intolerances. Bile becomes sludgy. Bile is the most amazing and underappreciated fluid in the body. But most people have no idea what bile does. Bile is not only a digestive fluid, but it's a detoxification.
It's from the liver, right?
Yeah, it's made in the liver and stored in the gallbladder. The gall means bile, and the bladder means bag. The gallbladder is a bag of bile. And when you eat a food, it goes into your stomach, and when it drops from the stomach into the intestine, it gets hit with a big blast of bile. And that bile is supposed to liberate the fats. But here's the thing about the bile. Because it's also a detoxification system, the more toxins that are entering into your body, the more sludgy your bile becomes. What causes gallstones and gallbladder problems is sludgy, dirty bile. So what you want to do, instead of having a gallbladder taken out, if you have gallbladder pain, and it's too late for a lot of people, obviously, but if you have your gallbladder, you want to keep it. There's no extra organs in your body, and you can't take an organ out and not expect to pay a price. So if you have a gallbladder problem, you want to make sure that you're staying away from problem foods, doing a food diary, and then for our friend here, you want to make sure, if you don't have a gallbladder, you're using your ultimate enzymes from Youngevity. Make sure that you're taking lecithin granules. There's lecithin also, of course, in the ultimate enzymes. And then there's supplements that can help you also, that can help you with support the bile system, especially things like your ultimate EFAs. And then there's a really cool amino acid that you'll find in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine called taurine. Have you ever heard of this stuff?
I have heard of that. Sure
it is. It's in Red Bull. And it's amazing amino acid. And one of its most important properties is it helps you build bile. Of course, ox bile, which you'll find in your ultimate enzymes, can help support the bile system too. So ultimate enzymes are a must-have for you, ma'am. Even with your smoothie, which is brilliant, absolutely brilliant what you're doing, even with your smoothie, the ultimate enzymes will support gallbladder health. And people who have a gallbladder also are going to be deficient in fatty vitamins. Well, especially vitamin A and vitamin D, as well as vitamin E and K. It's got to make sure if you have a gallbladder, it's important for everybody. But extra important, if you don't have a gallbladder, that you get on the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients and get on the entire Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients, all of them.
By the way, what does an appendix do?
That's a great question. Do you remember they used to tell you did nothing?
Yeah.
I told you it was a vestige. I remember when I was growing up, it was a vestige.
Like we grew out of it or something.
Yeah, it was like an evolutionary thing. And we grew out of it. We don't need it anymore. Wrong. The appendix is incredibly important. It's a warehouse for bacteria, for spare bacteria.
What do you mean a warehouse? It collects it or it makes it?
Them for extras. When you run out, they live in the appendix and they get released. That's why if you have appendicitis, it's such a problem, because it's loaded with bacteria. And those bacteria cause.
Oh, and if it bursts, you got a problem.
You got a problem, right? So it's not supposed to burst. But what you want to do is, if you have your appendix, the role of the appendix is to make sure that your intestine stays healthy. It's what lives right at the tip of the intestine. It's there to keep your intestine healthy with bacteria. The body takes its bacteria very seriously, George. There's more bacterial cells in you than there are human cells. In a way, we're just a carrying case for bacteria. And by the way, there's not just bacteria in the intestine. There's bacteria, good bacteria, I mean, you know, the kind that help us
right.
fight the bad bacteria. You got them in your lungs. You got them in your skin. You even have them in your eyes. You know, you have bacteria in your eyes.
I don't.
Yes. Everybody does. They're there to protect you.
Let's go next to Lance in Los Angeles. Welcome to the show. Hi, Lance. Go ahead.
Hello, George.
Hi.
Thanks for the comic relief. That was funny. And you don't have bacteria in your eyes. I hope I don't either. Dr. Ben, I always I take notes when you're on. You're awesome. Thank you for all the information. And George, your phone screener, she's an angel.
Oh, that's Gina. She's filling in for Tom today, who may have jury duty.
Oh, hey, we all love that, don't we? Gina is an angel. She exudes love and compassion, and she sounds like a wonderful, wonderful person. She should have her own show someday.
I hate to be a defendant, though, with Tom on the jury.
My question is, my mother got diagnosed with Graves' disease a year ago, and, you know, she was a healthy weight before, and she lost a ton of weight, and is now I joke with her. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Beetlejuice, but at the end when they start disintegrating real quickly and they're turning into, like, bones real quickly, she's basically, like, just all bones now. And recently, I mean, she's tried all the stuff online. She's afraid to go to the doctor. She says, I'm not going to let them cut into me. And
that's what they're going to do. They're going to take her thyroid out or they're going to radiate it, and it's a horrible thing. Graves' disease is an autoimmune disease. Autoimmunity means the body is somehow fighting itself. This usually happens when there's a distortion in the body. That is distortion in tissue. If the distortion occurs in the nerve cells, they call it multiple, and there's an immune attack there, they call it multiple sclerosis. If there's a distortion in the kidney, in the pancreas cells, the immune system attacks there, they call it type 1 diabetes. If it happens in the joints, they call it rheumatoid arthritis. The same thing. It's just different parts of the body, and there's the same way you address all autoimmune issues the same way, including Graves' disease. Don't let them radiate the thyroid. Don't let them take out the thyroid. What you want to do is figure out what is freaking the immune system out. What is triggering the immune system? And I'm guaranteeing you 100%, not psychic Ben, I'm pharmacist Ben, but I'm going to tell you something psychic. You said your wife, correct?
Yes.
She has a digestive issue. She had probably long-standing digestive issue, anything minor, something she's had for a long time and hasn't been corrected. And that has to be corrected. And this is for all autoimmunity. And, in fact, you can test it for yourself. Here's a test. Don't just take my word for it. Anybody dealing with an autoimmune problem, fast for 2 days. Your autoimmune symptoms will guaranteed start to subside just from fasting. Now, obviously, you have to eat again, but when you eat, you be very careful with your foods, and you do a food diary. Anybody who's sick needs to do a food diary, but especially if you have an immune problem, especially an autoimmune problem.
And by the way, it's his mother, not his wife.
His mother, okay. So she's had long-standing digestive problems, guaranteed. So what you want to do is you want to test it out for yourself, fast for a couple of days. But if not, just do a food diary, keep track of all the foods you're eating, and watch when she flares up. Flare-ups in symptoms are always your best friend because they're giving you instant information about what's happening. We talked last hour with a gal with hives or whose son had hives. Same idea. If when the system flares up, when her Graves' disease symptoms flare up, she'll get high blood, her blood pressure will spike, her heart will race, she'll get sweaty, whatever it is. Look to what she ate recently within the last hour. If you do a food diary, it's very helpful. Now, there's also great supplements that you want to take. The Mighty 90 is a must-have, absolute must-have. The Ultimate Selenium is a must-have. These are should not go right to criticalhealthnews.com and get the Mighty 90 and get the Ultimate Selenium. And then also probably a smart idea to get on the Nightly Essence probiotics. The thyroid regulates the digestive system, and in turn, the digestive system affects the thyroid.
All right. Good luck, Lance. And again, the toll-free number to call for other assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Now, here's an email right up your alley, Ben, from Ray. Says, I hope you can ask the pharmacist this question. My neutrophil levels, whatever they are decreasing, and they have been doing so for 2 years. Is my blood pressure medicine doing that? I'm currently taking, now listen to all these things he's taking, clonidine, nifedipine, Losartan, does that make sense?
I didn't catch the last one.
Losartan.
Losartan, yeah, yeah.
And CARVIDILOL.
You're not even going to try that one, are you?
No.
Okay. That's not just drugs. Those are heavy-duty drugs. And yes, indeed, that can affect his nut. Absolutely can cause low neutrophils. But the thing I would be, he's on a lot of heart medication and blood pressure medication.
Too many of them, isn't he?
Yeah. Come on. How can you possibly not expect to have toxicity with multiple drugs like this? One drug alone. The side effect profile on, for example, I think you said nifedipine, which is a so-called calcium channel blocker. Just that alone, let alone the interactions, let alone the burden on the detoxification system. And, George, this is a very important...
Why do you need four different prescriptions like that?
It's craziness. It's utter craziness. It's disrespect for the body. It's a misunderstanding of chemistry and of the chemicals you're putting into your body. Listen, George.
Well, doesn't the doctor know what he's doing?
You know, here's the thing about that. That's a great question, George. We expect doctors to be geniuses. There's this equivalency that's made. It's not that way. They're not. I'm not putting down doctors. I have a lot of good friends who are doctors. It's not that point.
You like them better than Doc Wallach does.
I have a lot of friends who are doctors, and I love. And you know what? For the most part. There's a couple bad apples that I know here and there. But for the most part, they're beautiful people. They want to help.
I agree with that.
They want to help humanity. But the idea, the model, the paradigm that says we can drug our way back to semi-normalcy. Here's the thing, George. The medical model doesn't believe we can be healthy. It's built in. It's baked into the philosophy of medicine that disease is inevitable. And so this is the thought process.
Well, but I got to ask you, though, how can you put somebody on four blood pressure pills?
Well, that's what I was saying. It's like they're not thinking. But how can we take those medicines? You know, it's one thing for the doctors to give them, but we abdicate responsibility for health. You know what Dr. Wallach and I have in common? We have a lot in common. But one of the big things we have in common is we believe in personal authority. You know, the name for longevity, the original name for longevity when Dr. Wallach started, it was American Longevity. Why? I asked him this. Why did you call it American Longevity? He said, America represents independence and freedom and doing it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what America's about. And that's what I'm about. That's what Doc's about. That's what we at Longevity are about, is giving you your authority back. The word authority means author. When we give up our authority, we're letting someone else write our story for us. When we give up our health authority, we're letting somebody else write our health story for us. And what nutritional supplementation does, and exercise does, and dietary strategies, digestive health strategies do, and spirituality, and good mental, good thinking, and quality emotions do for us, is they give us our health back on our own terms. And that's what we have to understand. Medicine cannot help us. Surgeries, now that's different. If you break your leg, you want a surgeon. You know, if you tear up your knee, you got to have some surgery. That's different.
If you need heart surgery, you want a good cardiologist.
There's things like that that are important. But for chronic, long-term issues, like high blood pressure, for example, you know, there's something called white coat hypertension. Have you heard of this phenomenon?
Yes, you see the doctor come
Correct.
In, your blood pressure goes
Correct.
Up. It used to happen to me as a kid all the time.
All right, then you know what I'm talking about. When you think
when he left, my blood pressure would go back to normal.
All right. You know exactly what I mean. There's a major relationship between your thoughts and your feelings and your blood pressure. They're intimately connected. You freak out, your blood pressure goes up. You relax, it goes back down. Here, I'm going to tell you something really interesting. Do you know what the best antihypertensive pill there is, or antihypertensive medicine there is? Check this out. A hot tub. You cannot have high blood pressure in a hot tub. Or in a warm shower, or in a warm bath.
It brings it right down.
It will drop like a stone, George. When was the last time somebody went to the doctor with high blood pressure and got a prescription for a hot tub?
Yeah, exactly.
Or a warm bath. No toxicity. You'll just upregulate your relaxation nervous system. You'll think better and more clearly, and you'll drop your blood pressure like a stone.
First-time caller, Gabrielle in Philadelphia. Welcome to the program, City of Brotherly Love. Hi, Gabrielle.
Hey, Gabrielle.
Hi. Hi, George and Ben. It's a great show this evening. I could listen to you forever, Ben. You're
Thanks.
Just an incredible storehouse of knowledge. So just like many callers this evening and morning, I have an autoimmune condition. I've tried to get it under. I'm sorry?
What flavor?
I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease 3 years ago.
Okay.
And also had a heart arrhythmia at the same time.
Ah.
And I kind of did what you recommended to a lot of people. And, you know, well, first I went to doctors who tried to put me on prescriptions and even attempted a cardiac ablation. And I was like, no, you know, I'm a little more conservative than that. And so I just started an elimination diet and, you know, began paying attention to things. I do have some other...
You just
issues
said it.
With
pay
digestive.
Attention. Pay attention. That's the key. Pay attention. The body's always talking to us. The body will always tell us what to do. It'll tell us what it likes. It'll tell us what it doesn't like. We don't listen, but it's always talking to us. And it talks to us quietly at first, and then louder, and then louder, and finally it screams at us. Just you hit the nail on the head when you talked about paying attention to your body. Crohn's disease, by the way, for the listeners, is an autoimmune disease that affects the intestine. You know what an ablation is, George?
No.
It's when they electrocute your heart and they burn it. They cauterize it.
Why? Well, for the nerves?
Yeah, they calm it down. They cauterize it.
Well, you know, Doc said that, arrhythmias and things are caused from the spinal cord.
There's some inflammatory factors there, but basically it's your heart freaking out. It's like a baby. Your heart just doesn't know what else to do. It's just vibrating really fast. It's just shaky. It's freaked out.
Huh.
Oxygen helps.
Slow, deep breathing helps
absolutely.
A lot.
Absolutely. There's nothing. In fact, there's no nutrition even. It's more important than, I call it SDR breathing, slow, deep, rhythmic breathing for everybody, not just if you're sick, but for every health challenge you can name, you're going to feel better with SDR breathing twice a day, 5 minutes a day. Slow means 5 to 10 seconds in, 5 to 10 seconds out. It's always best to do a little more out than in. It's better to give than receive, so to speak. And then do it deeply. You want to activate the diaphragm. And rhythmically, the body loves rhythm. But for our friend here with Crohn's disease, make sure you're using the nightly essence and eating fermented foods. That's the single most important thing you could do for Crohn's disease. Of course, the food diary is very important. There's all kinds of foods that will trigger an immune problem in the gut. You know, veggies contain something called FODMAPs. Have you heard of this, ma'am?
I have not.
FODMAPs is a fermentable sugars. And veggies and fruits and grains are very rich in these fermentable sugars. So you may think you're gluten-free, but you feel bloated and you feel digestive discomfort and you're constipated and diarrhea, blah, 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 all these digestive issues, and you're gluten-free. But it could be the FODMAPs, the fermentable sugars that are in asparagus and pears and apples and all kinds of fruit and grains and all kinds of produce. So you got to do a food diary. This is why a food diary is so important. You can't use your memory. You got to write everything down. It's shocking what you'll find out when you write down everything you eat, and then in a little notebook, you draw a line down the middle of the paper, write down everything you eat on the other side of the line, the second column, write down your symptoms. You chart, just like a doctor charts, or just like a detective charts. After a murder, the detective will chart. He'll take notes. He'll have a little notebook, and he'll journal everything. And that's what you want to do with your food journal or your food diaries. You need data. And it's incredibly invaluable. You actually see what's causing the problems. But you're on the right track with paying attention. I love that. That's wonderful.
Send Ben an email through criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance where there are operators there who actually listen to the show and they take notes. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. I got to tell you, Ben, those folks on the other end of that line,
they are
super.
Yes, they are.
They know what they're talking about.
They know what they're talking about. They know the products inside and out, and they really, really, really love people. And that's the most, they're selected. You know, MZ selects for people that love patients, that love clients, that love customers, that love to listen to people.
Well, they've got them all. We're going to come back and take some final phone calls with Pharmacist Ben in just a moment. So those of you on hold, we'll do our best to get right through you next. We'll be back in a moment with final phone calls with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Just remember, 1-855-949-RADIO. Simple as that. Next hour, Jeffrey Doherty joins us as we talk about evil entities, so get ready for that. And welcome back to Coast to Coast with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And Ben, I want to thank you for everything you've been doing for us over the years, too.
Oh,
you do,
George,
a remarkable job helping our listeners.
That means a lot to me, George. Thank you so much. I love doing it. I'm going to do it till my last breath. The day I take my last breath, I'll be doing it. Thank you so much for saying that.
Let's get Mike in Denver on. Michael, go ahead.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, George. Good morning, gentlemen. It's great to be on. Thank you so much for taking my call. Dr. Fuchs, it's really an honor to speak with you.
Just Pharmacist Ben. Just Pharmacist Ben, Mike.
Oh, I apologize. That's Pharmacist right. Ben. I've listened to you for a long time, and I feel like you do a great job of representing my age group, which is millennials. Oh. I did have a couple of questions, the first of which being about sleep. So I know a lot of people in my age group especially have trouble with sleeping and falling asleep, and as we know, it's a multi-billion dollar a year business. What are some of your tips on sleep, and what do you recommend for that, and what does kind of your own sleep schedule look like? And also, Coca-Cola, what do you recommend about high caffeine drinks?
There's nothing good about Coca-Cola. It's just that nothing good. Maybe to clean your floors with or clean gunk off your cars. That's about it.
Boy, I'm glad I don't own a Coca-Cola stock, Ben.
I don't think that anybody's going to be affected by anything I say. There's Coca-Cola all over the planet. Even villages that don't have televisions or phones or anything else, they got Coke trucks coming in and selling Coke.
What do you think of these caffeine drinks?
You know, your human body's not supposed to ingest concentrated caffeine like that. Coffee's a little different in the sense that you're getting a lot of nutrients with it. And tea, for that matter. Tea's got some amazing nutritional value.
Well, but it keeps you awake, doesn't it?
The caffeine does. It's also a nootropic. It's a learning aid. It's a performance enhancer. It's a lot of benefits.
It's a stimulant, sure.
It's a great stimulant. It's the number one drug in the world. But there's a price to be paid for it, as with all drugs. Now, if you get your caffeine from natural sources, it's definitely a lot better than if you're doing an energy drink. The energy drink also have a lot of sugar, plus the caffeine. That's why they got to put taurine in Red Bull, by the way, because it protects the heart. You know, that's why the taurine is in the Red Bull. It's not a nutritional supplement. It's there because all that caffeine and sugar is going to freak your heart out. Now, as far as sleep goes, you know, have you seen all these commercials for mattresses lately?
It's like, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Everywhere. And like,
we've got some.
Yeah, commercials for mattresses.
We
right?
do
Everybody's having problems sleeping. You got a couple things. First of all, the light from your iPhone and the light from from televisions destroy sleep. I won't say destroy sleep, but make it difficult for many people to fall asleep, the blue light. So you want to have a little red light going on. You know about red light and blue light? Have you guys talked about
I know. That? I've talked about blue light before.
Okay, you got to have some red light going on before you go to bed. But most importantly, you want to relax the body. You want to learn to relax the musculature. Over the course of our lifetimes, we contract our musculature. The contraction of musculature signals to the brain that there's an emergency. When the brain thinks there's an emergency, you ain't falling asleep. So what you got to do is you got to learn to tell the body to stand down. This is a skill set, but it can be practiced. Meditation is one of the all-time great ways to practice this. If you understand how to meditate, you'll have no problem falling asleep. And I am a big proponent of meditation. I've been meditating for many, many years. It's not only important for the immune system and for longevity and for helping the body protect itself against environmental assaults, but it's a great way to relax and to fall asleep. When you're laying in bed, do progressive relaxation from your toes and upwards. You relax your toes and then your feet and then your ankles. You go all the way upwards and you go back down and you go up again and then back down again. Do as many times as you need to. Another problem, George, is we think a lot. We got to learn about the thinking.
You got to shut down.
You got to learn to think, relax the brain. That's where meditation comes in. But here's a little trick for you if you want to learn to relax the brain. Try to watch your thoughts. Try to watch where your thoughts come from and then where your thoughts go. These are two great mysteries, George. A thought is a great, great mystery. It's one of that show Beyond Belief, you know? We do one on thought because that's beyond belief how that happens. Well, how the heck does 3 pounds of goo turn ion flux, potassium and sodium and calcium, moving around this fatty brain thing, into all of the things that we think about all day? There's a great mystery here that needs to be focused on and needs to be appreciated. And if you can learn to turn your attention on your thought process rather than the thoughts themselves, on the form and structure of the thought rather than the content of the thought, you will find yourself falling asleep very, very quickly.
Well, and Mike the Millennial was right about the prescription sleeping pills. My God, they're everywhere.
Everywhere. Oh, my God. Not just prescription, but over the counter, too. Somanex and Benadryl. But by the way, Somanex is glorified.
Well, the over-the-counter drugs, though, are a little not as intense, right?
Not necessarily.
Really?
Not necessarily. No, you can get hooked on various sleep products. By the way, Jeffy's got a great sleep product called Sleepies, which is melatonin.
It's natural.
It's a natural Sleepy, exactly. And also the Osteomag is a great sleep aid, too. Osteomag is magnesium. Magnesium is a wonderful way to fall asleep. Osteomag, Sleepies, those are two of my favorites for relaxing the body.
Let's go next to Lisa in Portland, Oregon. Hi, Lisa. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hi, Ben.
Hey.
Hi. Okay, so I have two quick questions. One, I've been instructed to prep for an upcoming colonoscopy 3 days rather than the typical two due to past inconclusive results. I want to know if you have any tips on the hunger, because for me, like seltzer and broth and orange jello just don't really cut it for me.
Can you do celery water?
Can I?
There's something very interesting that happens when you blend up vegetables and water.
Well, and you might have to bite the bullet. It's only for a couple days, Ben.
Celery water is very delicious. Yeah, it's only for a couple days. You can bite the bullet. But for folks who are trying to fill up without getting a lot of food in their system, celery water and vegetable water in general is, and by that I mean taking a stalk of celery or vegetables and blending it in water, does some really interesting things. And if you throw a little Beyond Tangy Tangerine there, also it does some interesting things. The electrolytes inside the vegetables and the electrolytes in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine act to give you energy that's independent of calories. Usually we get energy from calories, but by using electrolytes, electrical nutrients, that you get in vegetables and you get in Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and spinning them in a vortex of water, you get actually electrify the water and you get energy from the liquid that's above and beyond the caloric content. It's a great way to get energy, and it's a great way to be satisfied if you're not allowed to eat or you don't want to eat if you want to lose weight. A little Beyond Tangy Tangerine and then maybe a stalk of celery and blend it up in water. It's my favorite way to fill up in the middle of the day.
You know what I love as a snack? Crunchy peanut butter.
Peanut butter is pretty good.
Right out of the jar.
Not as good as almond butter, George.
Almond butter's good.
Yeah, there's all kinds of nut butters now, hazelnut butter and cashew nut butter. Peanut butter is not really a nut, though, is the problem with peanuts. It's a bean, and a lot of people react to beans. Beans are a rich source of something called lectins, which you probably heard of, but also FODMAPs that we talked about.
My little grandson's allergic to peanuts.
A lot of people allergic to it. In fact, it may be the most common allergy in children, peanut allergy. And it can be fatal, too. It's not anything to be messing around with.
Yeah, he's smart. He's 12 years old, but he knows what he's doing. Let's go to Randy in Whittier, California, west of the Rockies. Randy, thanks for holding.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, Ben. George, how you guys doing?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Anyway, Ben, I have two questions, one about my eyesight and one about muscle cramps.
Okay. What's with the eyesight? I think we're losing him.
We might lose. Go ahead. You still with us, Randy?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, there you go.
What's with the eyesight, Randy?
Can we talk about the muscle cramps first?
Sure.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah? Do you want to tell me?
Yeah, I do a lot of mountain biking. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. You do a lot of mountain biking. Yeah. You're sweating when you're mountain bike?
Yeah, I do a lot of mountain biking. And last night I got some terrible cramps in the middle of the night in my thighs.
Yeah.
And I think it was from dehydration.
Dehydration can help. It could also be a little restless leg maybe. But usually it has to do with electrolytes and the B vitamins. And that's where the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a superstar. Beyond Tangy Tangerine is basically B vitamins and electrolytes. There's other things in there, too, of course, but it's the B vitamins and the electrolytes that are so powerful. They give you not only they're important for cramps, they give you quick energy, they're important for mental health, they're important for performance. You should be doing Beyond Tangy Tangerine before your workout, before your bike rides, or whatever kind of workout you're doing, and after. And you might want to do it before you go to sleep if it doesn't give you sometimes it gives people a little energy. So if it doesn't give you too much energy, you might want to do a little bit before you go to sleep, and that should take care of that.
Have you ever seen a cramp, Ben, that is so bad it deforms the leg almost?
No, I haven't seen it that bad. That's pretty bad.
I've seen that. What's your other question, Randy?
What about Rebound FX for
Rebound
that?
Rebound FX is wonderful, but I like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine better. Yeah, Rebound FX is a good choice, but the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, in my opinion, that's just my opinion, is the best. It's my favorite longevity product.
It's got everything in it.
Everything in it. Tastes great. It's a must-have, George. If you know anybody in a nursing home, you know anybody who's in a hospital, who's convalescing, who's recovering, it's one of the greatest gifts you can give a fellow human being.
Does it take the place of a multiple vitamin?
No, it doesn't take the place of a multiple vitamin. That's
it does not.
Have. But it's like it gives you a little bit of everything, and here's the key. It's in liquid. Or it's in powder that you put in liquid. Now, I know they make pills, but that's not as quick-acting, or as, in my opinion, or as powerful as the powder and you put in liquid. It is such an amazing product, George. I mean, I'm a pharmacist, and I take my credibility very seriously. This is our stock and trade, is our credibility. When I tell you the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is an ultimate nutritional supplement product, I am telling you this based on 20-plus years of experience of seeing what it does.
And it tastes good.
Myself personally, and it tastes great. It's the most amazing supplement, not just because of what's in it, not just because of what it does, but because it's the way it's formulated. It is an epic. I'm a formulator. I've been formulating it for many years. It's an epic formulation. And I'm talking, it's like it's Hall of Fame material in terms of formulations, Richard Renton and Doc putting that thing together. It's an amazing supplement. And so for people who are athletes, performance, I know they sell the rebound effects, but this thing is so amazing. And it's pretty darn cheap for what you're getting, too. Check it out at criticalhealthnews.com.
Let's go to Joseph in San Diego. Welcome to the program. Hi, Joseph.
Hey, Joseph.
I was thinking of so many things to ask you, but I would like to ask you about what you think. That longevity stuff sounds like I need that right away. But can you talk a little bit about what the company offers as far as we heard years ago two things: free radical damage and also. Free radical damage, I can't think of the other thing. But
help him out here, Ben.
Free radical damage, the way you take care of it is with something called antioxidants. And almost all really good nutrients are going to have some antioxidant properties. So that most nutrients work, at least partially, because they're antioxidants. So anything you could do to put nutrition into your system. And, of course, for foods, fruits and vegetables. Get on the mighty 90 essential nutrients. That's what's so simple. That's what makes it so easy with the longevity products. It's basically three products that everybody needs. They call them the Healthy Star Pack. There's ancillary products that you can add to that, but everybody needs the Healthy Star Pack. You can put it together yourself if you want to go shopping and go on the internet and look around, but this everything's in it. And it comes delivered to your door. It's the Healthy Star Pack. It's got everything you need, the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients.
Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, an email in from Kenneth who says, what is non-invasive to reverse subcapular cataracts of the eyes? What is that?
It's cataracts. But basically, you ever get cracks in your windshield? You got cracks in your windshield. What you want to do is you want to prevent cataracts. The major source of damage to the eyes that causes cataracts, cracks in the lens, that's what they are, is glycation, which is a reaction that sugar has with protein. So, and this is why diabetics are more prone towards cataracts, but all of us, if we're persistent living the standard American lifestyle, are going to have blood sugar problems as we get older, and this accounts for the really almost ubiquitous nature of cataracts in older folks. Focus on your blood sugar and do it when you're young. But even if you have cataracts already, you want to do it when you're older, or you want to still use these strategies. But once the cataract is there, it's a crack in your windshield, and you're not going to repair to fix it. But you can prevent it from getting worse, and you can prevent it from occurring in the first place by taking care of your nutrition, especially around sugar. That means the sweeties from longevity, using low glycemic diet and a diabetic-friendly diet, and eating less calories, et cetera, and, of course, getting on the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients.
Just need 10 of you to go to the website, and we hit another record, so just go to criticalhealthnews.com. Just need 10 of you. Just do it. And it'll be another
check
successful
out the new video. I did a new video.
Now, lots of people on hold that are not going to get on to talk to you, Ben. They can email you through criticalhealthnews.com.
Health@criticalhealthnews.com. Health@criticalhealthnews.com. We love answering emails. If I could give a shout out to Dr. Drew Peterson, who's on the phone team out there, he's an awesome, awesome human being. And he knows a heck of a lot about how the human body works.
And that phone number is 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. I am going to be at a Chicago health show sometime in the fall. Are you going to be there, you know?
I will be there. Absolutely, my friend.
I will see you there on my many travels, Ben. And what is new for you? What's your next outing?
Next step is going to be, I'm going to be doing a talk on nutrition and the skin at the International Spa Convention in New York City.
Well, good for you. Okay, my friend. Be well, Ben. We'll talk to you in about 6 weeks.
Thank you. Good to talk to you,
Doc Wallach will be joining us in about 3 weeks as they rotate to give you the greatest information. And again, the website, criticalhealthnews.com, or 1-855-949-7234. Up next, we are going to be talking about evil entities with Jeffrey Doherty. His book is called Final Message of the Last Apostle, The Alien Agenda in the New Testament.